Hi, this is Ken Boone. Don't move the dial when you're listening to Radio Rasta FM from Bilbao. Just don't move the dial. Don't move it. Ken Boone says so.
Ok, seguimos aquí en directo desde La Concha 2015, Radio Rasta en directo, como cada año aquí, dándolo todo con las buenas vibraciones. Hemos disfrutado mucho Ken Boone aquí en directo, hemos disfrutado mucho con Forward Ever Band, Roberto Sánchez, vaya cartelazo aquí este año, La Concha Reggae Vibe 2015. Y tenemos a un invitado muy especial y tenemos también además a un entrevistador muy especial que va a ser el encargado de hacer esta entrevista.
Okay, good night, Ken Booth. First of all, we want to congratulate you for your concert. It was a really nice concert, and it's always a pleasure to see a Jamaican legend just as you in a European stage. Good night, Ken Booth.
Thank you very, very much. Coming from a young man like you, I appreciate that. Thank you.
So, as you said, we are in Radio Rasta FM.
Oh, yes.
Bilbao's finest radio station.
Yes, indeed.
And tonight joins us Lucho Pérez. He's a writer. He wrote this book called Catharsis Rocksteady. And he's ready to interview you tonight.
Yes, and before he interview me, I have to thank you guys very much. Because when you do all this for the music, right, I do it in a different language. I really appreciate it. Thank you very, very much.
Thank you.
For this book.
I did it because of your music, sir.
Thank you so much. Thank you.
It's a pleasure. Bueno, antes de nada, quisiera hacer una introducción rápida en castellano de lo que acabamos de ver, hacer una crónica muy rápida del concierto. Ha sido un concierto increíble para los amantes de los oldies como nosotros. Hemos podido escuchar a Ken Booth interpretar canciones como When I Fall In Love, You're No Good, Train Is Coming, The Girl I Left Behind, Artibelli, Everything I Own.
Boom.
E incluso ha hecho una versión increíble de Redemption Song de Bob Marley.
Yes, tonight, yeah.
Increíble, Ken.
Oh, yes.
Amazing. Muchas gracias.
You know, I love to entertain. And the audience tonight were fantastic. They were enjoying themselves so much that even me, right, I felt it, you know, from my heart. I'm talking from my heart. You know, I thank God for music, because music brings people together. It doesn't matter what color you are, creed or color, it doesn't matter. Music is love. And that's what I saw here tonight. I see people enjoying themselves because of music. And I have to thank the people that arranged this festival. I want to thank Violetta, for she lives in Jamaica. She's the one that told me about this festival. And she asked me to come and do it because she know that I have a lot of fans in Bilbao. And I tell you, I enjoyed it a lot. Thanks to all of you. Thanks.
Ken Booth lo que ha querido decirnos es que Violeta, una amiga suya jamaicana, le habló sobre el Festival de la Concha, un festival que, como antes nos ha dicho Nino, ¿verdad, Lucho?, lleva celebrándose desde hace 8 años. Y la verdad es que tanto Ken como nosotros lo hemos pasado muy bien y hemos disfrutado de este concierto y del resto de conciertos que se celebran en esta 8ª edición, si no me equivoco, del Festival de la Concha.
And I must also thank the people, right, that arrange, the coordinators, everybody that involved in the festival. You know, everybody have their input. And I appreciate that. I have to thank them also.
Lo que quiere también Ken es, por supuesto, agradecer a toda la gente que ha participado en este festival organizándolo, pues de todas las maneras, desde la gente que está en la entrada, desde la gente que cede el pueblo, desde la gente que está en la barra y desde los organizadores del concierto. Ese agradecimiento.
Really appreciate it.
Por supuesto. We appreciate it as well.
Thank you.
Quería decir que el directo de Ken Booth esta noche ha sido impecable. Conserva una voz, you keep a voice, incredible voice. Conserva una voz like you were 22 or something. Like we were on stage. I mean, we were on the audience and you were on stage and we were like amazed by your voice.
I'm not so young anymore.
You're not so young,
but I have a lot of youth in me.
Your voice is in good shape, isn't it?
I have to thank God for that. But you know, most of all, the support that you people had gave us over the years. I love Europe. When I cross the Atlantic to come here, I come with all my heart. Not just for money, but for the love of the music and the way you people have embraced the music. Let me tell you this. I don't have enough words to express myself, right? But I know that my art is the key. And I gave it all. You know, I love Europe. Love it. And you know another thing? It proves to me that color is not the answer. Color. It's not the answer. It proves to me that people from different race, you know, they have embraced the music so much with love. Music has no color. And this is what I see. You know, I don't believe in color. I believe in human beings. I believe in people. And I tell you this, that the band, right? All these bands that are in Europe, they are even better than a lot of bands in Jamaica. Just to show you that music has no color. It's not black, it's not white, it's not blue. Music is love. You know, and that's what I love about it, yes.
Bueno, hablaba de todo lo que le gusta a Europa, de la gente, como esas sensaciones, ¿no? Eso que se transmite todo ese amor. Y comentaba todo esto, de que no hay colores, de hoy en día hay bandas en Europa que tocan igual que los jamaicanos, da igual que sean negros, blancos, que lo importante es la música, que al final acababa diciendo que la música es amor, ¿no?
Y ha dicho que viene a Europa no por el dinero, sino por la
eso
gente.
Eso es, no
que
por el dinero.
Ha empezado por
you
ahí.
Know, muy bueno.
Y you ya know está muy something bien. Else? All of you guys are young folks.
Yes, we are.
And I'm glad, I'm so honored to be in your presence. But the reason why is that I thank God that you guys know me. Because you're young people. And I'm not so young. But because of the music, I get to know you and you get to know me. And I appreciate it so much. I told him a while ago. I told you a while ago that
when
I look in his eyes, I can see the youth. He's so young.
He's so young.
And yet he appreciates what we are doing. We guys from 50 years ago.
You told me before. You know, and I told
you. I commend
you
all.
It's the same pleasure for us to.
Thank you very much.
When you start to sing, you were too young also.
I was a young. I grew up in a family that does entertainment. My mother, she had seven of us. And her first child is a female. She died now, right? And I'm the last one. And the first and the last, both of us took up entertainment. She's the one that actually introduced me to the stage, to show business. My eldest sister, my mother, she's a singer. None of them is here with us anymore. But I can never forget them. Because it's like a tradition. You know, it's like a tradition. It's like that apple cider wine. That apple cider wine that I drank a while ago.
Yes, it was called Sidra.
We're just like from my mother to my sister to me. It's a tradition now.
Yes, because in Jamaica, entertaining.
Yes, I am carrying
it's
it
kind
on.
Kind of like a tradition,
that
right?
That tradition, you know. And I'm so glad to be in your presence.
Yeah, man.
You know, I'm really glad, you know.
Tell us more about your young years. Le estoy diciendo que nos diga más sobre su edad joven. Like, when you were young and you were starting to entertain people, could you please tell us more about those days?
I remember when I was about 7 years old.
7 years old.
The YMCA.
YMCA.
Young Man's Association.
Yes.
In Jamaica those days, They used to have contests with young people.
Yes.
Yeah, some sing, some recite, some do poems, and in the singing category, my mother used to took me there, and in the contest to sing, and I always won. And
nos está diciendo just a minute, Ken, please. Nos está diciendo que cuando él tenía 7 años, su madre le llegaba a concursos de música, and he always won, right? You always won those concerts.
I grew up in what they call a poor community.
Poor community.
We weren't rich people. But my mother, she fed us and she bred us.
She provided.
And when she see that entertainment wasn't me, she started to promote me by doing these kind of shows for young people.
Your mom, she took you to the concert.
My mother, yeah, she took me to the YMCA. And sometimes I don't know the words of a song, I make up my own words.
Freestyling.
And I still won the contest. So, you know, and I was like about 7-8 years old. And going to school, because as I said, I grew up in a poor community.
In Denham town.
And our parents didn't have a lot of money, you know, financially speaking. Mm-hmm. But we had love. And my mother, as I told you, my mother, see that I was going to be an entertainer. And she encouraged me. My sister, my mother's first child, she's the first one that took me on a stage. My youngest sister and I used to dance as Jack and Jill. You know that story about Jack and Jill? Jack and Jill went up the hill to fetch a pail of water. Jack fell down and broke his crown, and Jill came tumbling after. It's a nursery rhyme in school.
You used to dance to this song.
So both of us, I named Jack, and she named Jill. Uh-huh. And we danced together, my
you
sister.
You played the story.
Yeah.
So you...
But I love entertainment. That's all I've ever done.
52 years, as you said, in this business.
52 years.
So, Mr. Ken, what was the first song you actually recorded? Did you recall that moment?
Who started me in the recording business were Stranger Cole.
Stranger Cole, yeah. Did you record Artibella with him?
I met him. That's not the first song for us. The first song were Uno Dos. Uno Dos.
Oh, yes.
Squat Flow. Synchro Sign. That's the first song we recorded for Jukri, Treader Isle. But I met Stranger.
Una de las primeras canciones que grabaron.
He sees that I have talent, but he was already a big star, and he decided to. He took me for an audition, right? For Duke Reed. And the first time I sang me and Stranger for Duke Reed, we only sing one line of the song, and he said, "Go to the studio."
Really?
Yeah.
Straight away.
And we do Uno Dos. And then we those days, Sir Coxon were like Motown. And we fell in love with Sir Coxon music. Although Stranger was a big star already for Jukri.
Yeah.
He still wanted to break barriers. So we decided that we're going to go to Sir Coxon for an audition.
Yeah.
And we wrote Artibella. And we wrote World's Fair.
Yeah.
And Stranger was already a big star. So it was kind of easy for me. Because Sir Coxon, when he saw me with Stranger Cole, he was ready to record it.
Yeah.
Both of us. But I fell in love. Me, individually, fell in love with Sir Coxon music.
Okay, let me translate that, okay, for the audience. Le hemos preguntado a Ken Booth cuando empezó su carrera musical, cuál fue la primera canción que grabó, y él nos ha contado que Stranger Cole fue la persona que le introdujo en el negocio musical. Stranger Cole es uno de los grandes cantantes jamaicanos. Y dice que la primera persona para que grabaron fue para Doug Reed, y no fue Artibella precisamente, que es la canción que ha hecho emblema la pareja Stranger y Ken. Y dice que la primera canción fue 1, 2, 3, que es precisamente empieza en castellano, pero que luego conoció a Sir Coxon Dodd, que luego fundaría Studio One, y dice que se enamoraron de Studio One. Entonces dijeron, ¿por qué no hacemos una audición en Studio One? Y acudieron allí y bueno, pues habían compuesto Artivela para él. Y claro, dice que el que Stranger fuera una gran estrella facilitó mucho el que Sir Consol le dijera directos al estudio para grabar. Ahora le voy a preguntar sobre Studio One y sobre su relación con Sir Coxon. I want to ask you so badly about Sir Coxon Dodd, because I quote you. You said that Studio One was the place where you really enjoy your youth. Your what was so magical about Studio One?
The type of music that Sir Coxon produced. And the artists that he produced, people like Owen Gray, people like Jackie Edwards, Jackie Opel, there is some of them that you probably don't know their names. You know,
hay muchos artistas Lassell dentro Perkins, de Studio One que no, seguramente no conocen sus nombres.
And I fell in love with Sir Coxon. And he's the one who discovered me as a solo artist to sing on my own. It's a long story, a very long story. Probably next time I can discuss that, but it's a long story.
But somebody shoot you, is that right? You were in a shooting or in between a shooting and you were shot, is that correct?
Eh?
You were shot by a gun. You were shot by a gun before you start your solo career, is that right?
No. There was a crisis in Jamaica.
Oh, yeah.
And during that time, I was big musically. I don't want to say star.
Yeah.
But I was the one who everybody were focusing on. I have all the hit songs during that period. And there was a crisis. And some police, the cops,
yeah,
they came to investigate, and they saw me. They didn't know that I was who I am.
Yeah,
and then both of them hold me. You know, and the other one pull his gun out, and I say, Rastafari, His Majesty, with the help of with the power that He gave me, God, to help myself. And Bram and his friend got the shot, not me. And he took the gun, and it's a gun butt here.
Just up there.
But I was born for a purpose, and he could not take me away. Would I get to be with you now? If they had shot me, I'm here for a purpose. So I thank God that I'm here now to here. I mean, look at you guys. I wouldn't be here. I wouldn't know you guys. I have to thank God, you know. Yeah, but I'm kind of tired. So I'd say that another time.
Another time you tell the story.
I thank you very much.
Okay, I'm going to sleep for a second. Le hemos preguntado por Studio One y él nos ha contestado que se enamoró del tipo de música que había en Studio One, que estaba Owen Gray, estaba Jackie Opel, estaba Jackie Edwards, le encantaba ese estilo de música y que fue Coxon Dodd quien le invitó a empezar a cantar como solo, como artista en solitario.
Y fue en esos años en los que realmente...
Entonces yo le he preguntado por un disparo que recibió antes de comenzar su carrera como artista en solitario, y él me ha respondido que entonces en Jamaica había una crisis, que la policía estaba investigando por las calles, que un día se toparon con él y que él no quiere decir que es una estrella, pero que era una estrella entonces, pero que ya era
tenía
conocido.
Todos los hits en ese
momento. No supieron identificarle y que, bueno, recibió un disparo en el costado, pero dice que él ha nacido por un propósito, ese propósito era hacer música, y que por ese propósito hoy está aquí con nosotros. Voy a continuar rápidamente con Coxon Dodd, donde grabó una temporada, y con la música rocksteady. I would like you to ask you how the ska that was very popular developed into rocksteady music, and how do you feel that change?
You know, it's all coming out of the blues, the American blues. And there's an indigenous music in Jamaica. We call the mento. In Jamaica those days, we didn't have no music to identify with, only the mento. And so the blues come along, and we fuse both of them together. And here comes the ska. About the ska now, if you dance five songs, you start getting kind of tired because it's fast, it's quick, the beat.
It's fast and it's
so they decided to slow it down, and it becomes rock steady.
Vale, le he preguntado por el cambio entre la música ska y rocksteady y él nos dice que bueno, el blues tuvo mucho que ver, que al principio existía el mento y que el mento era la música, la única música con la que los jamaicanos se podían sentir directamente identificados, y que necesitaban un nuevo ritmo, y que cuando el blues llegó supieron transformar eso en el ska, que fue la primera música. Pero claro, Mr. Booth nos dice que cuando ya llevaban unas cuantas canciones de ska, la cosa se convertía en algo cansado, ¿no? Y que así es un poco como nació el rocksteady.
Yes,
y él...
but it goes further too. Becomes reggae. After a while it becomes reggae. You know, and now they're calling it dancehall. As far as I'm concerned, a dancehall is where you go and dance.
Yeah.
But it's just a name, right? But in every generation, there's singers and players of instruments, and they always make a change, name, you know, so they change the music now to, and it, they call it dancehall. That's the name, but it's still Jamaican music, and it has further to go. It has no ending.
It has no name now.
It has no ending.
It has no ending, okay.
Each generation that comes, gonna come with different ideas. Just like you guys, yeah, you come with, in the radio business, you have different ideas. You know what I mean? So,
yeah.
And we have to learn how to accept that. You know? But give thanks.
Sorry?
Give thanks. I'm kind of hoarse.
Okay, yeah. Okay.
Give thanks. Love you.
Kem.
Yeah, and remember, don't move that dial. Radio Rasta FM. From Bilbo, Ken Booth says so. Don't move that dial. Rastafari.
Only a moment. We have a question. We make this question to every artist this season. And the question is very simple. You cook.
Do you like cooking?
You like cooking?
Cook?
Yes.
I cook absolutely every day.
¿Y nos podrías decir una receta que suelas hacer?
When I cook, my friends eat it all off.
Would you please tell us your best recipe?
Eh?
Your special recipe for Radio Rasta. We ask for every artist.
Even in France, right? Even in France, I have a good friend. And I have to cook for him because he loves the way I cook. I cook dumpling.
Dumpling?
Dumpling.
Dumpling.
With the flour. You need the flour.
Es una comida china que se cierra.
Ah, okay.
Dumpling.
And I do the a lot of vegetable. I do cabbage. You know, I do tomato, I do corn, you know, and put them all together with tuna fish or salmon. When I'm done with that,
delicious.
Yeah,
man.
Los dumplings de vegetales y atún de Kenwood.
Thanks.
We in Jamaica, we have to cook because when we were growing up, we watch our parents, how they cook. And so it's like a tradition, cooking. We all can cook in Jamaica. If you see a Jamaican that can't cook, something is wrong.
Yes.
Just like you guys.
Thanks a lot, Ken. It's a pleasure. Muchas gracias. Bueno, y continuamos aquí desde La Concha. Ha sido un placer con Ken Booth y continuamos aquí con La Concha 2015.
We got to be the full parties we have.
Careful, brother, careful, I would say.
We got to be the full parties we have.
Each and every day, watch your steps.
We got to be thankful for the things we are.
Run it again, Selecta.
We got to be thankful for the things we are.
Yes.
Yo, es una verdadera grata experiencia estar aquí en La Concha Sin. Muchísimas gracias de corazón. Either George Palma, mi SSO. No thanks. Yeah. Blessed love. Yeah. Respect.
Once again.
Each and every time.
Ok, seguimos en directo La Concha Rocky Vibes 2015 aquí, Radio Rasta, como cada año aquí desde el Parque de La Concha, retransmitiendo, rodeado de árboles, rodeados de buenas merluzas que han parado, no han parado de caer en toda la noche. ¿Cómo hemos disfrutado con Kemba Enudo Show, más selecto que nos ha dejado?
We've been dancing and having a very good time with last concerts.
Tenemos un par de invitados nuevos en la mesa de Radio Rasta. Tenemos a Roberto y a Herbi, Iroko Records, Lonark. Muy buenas noches.
There is two new guests here on the table of Radio Rasta from Lonark. That is Roberto Sánchez and
Herbi, Iroko Records.
I'm sorry.
Vaya lío por la pronunciación del nombre. Bueno, la primera pregunta es obligada. Iroko Records es un sello muy potente que no paras de sacar reediciones, ¿no? Merluzas auténticas, reeditadas. ¿Y cuál
es
Iroko Records? ¿Cómo surge Iroko Records?
How does Iroko Records come out of?
Actually, it came up around 2006, maybe 2008. It was, a hobby, just my passion to listen music, and so I wanted to start something, being more into the music.
Pues surgió alrededor de 2006.
What?
Surgió alrededor de 2006, y era como un hobby para él.
Okay, vale.
Sorry for that.
No, that's great. I got a pause right here. Buenas noches, todos.
Okay, bueno.
Well, en el castellano, en inglés, en el castellano. Surgió en 2006 y era un hobby y una pasión para él. Y desde entonces, pues que pues empezó a trabajarlo, ¿no? Mm-hmm. All right. Sorry, continue. It was a hobby for you.
Iroko
Records.
Yeah. Iroko no para de sacar producciones clásicos. ¿En qué criterios utiliza a la hora de meterse a un proyecto?
Iroko is releasing all the time new tunes, and we're asking, what is your criteria to get all of these new tunes out of?
Actually, it's coming one after one. It's not really planned what is coming.
Nada está planeado. Sale uno tras otro. Thank you.
But then, you know, you develop some relationship with different people, different producers.
Y luego pues desarrollas diferentes relaciones con diferentes personas, productores y.
Then it's one after one, and
y uno tras otro.
I do reissue.
Yeah. Hace revisiones de clásicos, ¿no?
Eso es.
Uh-huh. Yeah. And I do as well some new production, uh-huh, or new release.
Las producciones, yeah, y nuevos,
new album. New...
Robert, ¿qué relación tienes? Bueno, Lonar como estudio. ¿Qué significa Iroko para Lonark?
Pues para mí está siendo una plataforma increíble para sacar mis producciones y para hacer proyectos con Gerbe, ¿no? Desde Iroko. Uh-huh. Es un sello con una trayectoria larga en lo que es el prensaje de clásicos jamaicanos de diferentes épocas, y al estar apostando por nuevos productores y producto roots actual, pues yo he establecido una muy buena relación con él, y empezó todo como una colaboración de licencia de discos. Yo le pasaba música, él licenciaba con su sello y lo sacaba, y desde hace poquito pues hemos empezado a hacer producciones en conjunto, ¿no?
Con una proyección además internacional, porque Iroko Records está presente internationally.
Yeah, exactly. Now the business is so small that you need to be international, and on top of it, as we are here, I'm French, you are Spanish, so we all countries are linked into reggae music, mm-hmm, and so you link with English people, Spanish people, Jamaican people. from wherever.
Ahora mismo el mundo, o el, sí, el mundo,
yeah,
está tan enlazado, ¿no? Que todas las personas que nos gusta el reggae, pues en realidad está Francia, Alemania,
sí, Inglaterra, todo el mundo, está, ¿no?
Estamos todos, claro, enlazados, ¿no? Todos los, ya hay una red ahí súper, ¿no?, internacional.
Eso es.
Que nos gusta la misma música, música reggae.
A la hora de conseguir estos másters originales, porque supongo que habrá que conseguir el máster original para luego poder reprensarlo, supongo que habrás tenido un montón de problemas, habrás tenido que luchar por alguno y andar buscando y, no sé, supongo que tendrá alguna historia especial con alguno de los másters originales.
Since you have all these original masters, it's probably been a big struggle to get the license to be able to publish or to edit them. What was it for you? What was the experience?
What do you mean about the master? Do you mean what is the source I use to
conseguirlo, lo que se,
no, to get it, to be able to get it.
Ah, to get it.
To, yes, get it, yes.
It's actually quite simple. You have to find the producer. That's it. Wherever it is.
And
if it's not alive, you have to find the people who hear it. I don't know how to say it in English, but who, you know, when you die, all your things goes to your children, for instance.
Yes.
So sometimes I deal with the children of the person.
Heritage.
Yeah, heritage.
¿Alguna vez ha tenido problemas a la hora de encontrar, sin más, de conseguirlo, simplemente un simple
monetario? Have you ever had any problems to get...
Sometimes many I don't find, you know. So some days, let's say in the morning, I want to look for new projects, so I just try to find new people, but but sometimes it does not reach because they are impossible to find, at least for me. Mm-hmm. So sometimes after you see others who found them, so you
know. Es posible encontrarlos para él, por ejemplo, pero luego más adelante sí que consigue, ves que otros sí que han conseguido encontrar ese tune y dices, ah, pues.
¿Qué significa Lonark para Iroko Records?
What does Lonark mean for Iroko Records?
Lonark for me means Roberto first, because it's the first one I met. And so I started straight with him with a license contract to release a song he produced.
Pues primero empezó con un contrato, una licencia de contrato y para producir entre los dos. Pero Roberto es lo primero que encontró.
And I think it was 4 years ago, maybe.
Yeah. A lo mejor fue hace 4 años.
So after we did the Milton and Rio album,
el álbum de Milton,
y después de hacer el álbum de Milton,
yeah, mm-hmm, and then couple of other project came.
Otros proyectos vinieron.
Yeah, and lately we just announced we are going to release a new album from Noel Ellis in October.
Y en octubre van a release. En castellano, ¿por qué no me sale esto? Van a realizar, ¿no?
Editar, o sea, sacar,
editar.
Sí, eso es.
Van a...
Va a haber la luz.
Lanzar.
¿No? Van a lanzar en octubre un nuevo álbum de Lonark Records.
Yeah. And this one is a kind of first one for me, because I joined Roberto with production process. So I was involved in the project since the beginning.
Entonces, para él, en este momento, es algo diferente porque está involucrado desde el primer momento en todo el tema de la producción del álbum junto con Roberto.